A bill requiring disclosure of corporations or unions that contribute to political campaigns got a chilly reception in the House Judiciary Committee today, as Chairman Fairbanks Republican Jay Ramirez challenged elements of the bill concerning presentation of sponsors to the public. The measure arose as a result of a U.S. Supreme Court decision allowing such contributions, and Alaska is one of 24 states needing to react to it. Anchorage Republican Bob Lynn, who as chair of the State Affairs Committee was responsible for writing the bill, recognize that there will be opposition to it. He asked the Judiciary Committee to think beyond the Supreme Court.
The bill is not about the decision itself, but if you agree with it, don't agree with it, think it's a good bill or good willing or bad willing, that's not the point. The bill is about letting our constituents throughout the state know who contributes and makes expenditures in the corporations and unions. In other words, the bill is actually, it's a disclosure bill.
However, Chairman Ramirez said he has problems in dealing with the bill so quickly after the Supreme Court decision.
I'm concerned that we have this knee-jerk reaction to this whole ruling. I don't like knee-jerk legislation, and it feels like that's what we're doing.
Lynn reminded Ramirez that the subject was about the elective process, not about advertisements selling automobiles.
I don't think we have a knee-jerk reaction trying to protect the voters there so they know who is making these expenditures for or against a candidate, for or against an initiative. We need to know that kind of thing. And knee-jerk is a majority.
Ramirez ended the meeting without taking up any amendments, simply saying he was setting the bill aside with no mention of future action.